Newt Gingrich, China greatest threat to America as it hijacks technology, expands global holdings. By Penny Starr on October 25, 2019. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich issues a warning in his new book about the Chinese Communist government and its goal to become the world's lone superpower, leaving a stunned United States and Western civilization on the sidelines. Gingrich spoke about the book, Trump vs. China: Facing America's Greatest Threat, in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Listen. Gingrich and Marlowe acknowledged the groundbreaking work of Michael Pillsbury's 2015 book, The 100-Year Marathon, China's Secret Strategy to Replace America as the Global Superpower. We both came out of a background where for a long period we had hoped that China was going to become a more open, more free society, Gingrich said. And we had both misinterpreted Xi Jinping's call in 1992 for free markets as though they were a first step towards a free society, when in fact the formula he was using was, we need to have free markets to have prosperity so people will put up with the dictatorship. So it was actually a dictatorship extension strategy, not a dictatorship evolution strategy, Gingrich said. Gingrich said most Americans think of Xi Jinping as the leader of China like other leaders around the world. But, in fact, the dictator is the General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, the Chairman of the Central Military Commission, and the President of the People's Republic of China. The Chinese want us to only refer to him as President because they don't want us to think about the reality that they are an authoritarian dictatorship, Gingrich said. And, in fact, he is not a normal Western president. He is a political dictator in the tradition of Lenin and Stalin and Mao. The list of threats China poses to the United States is long, but near the top is its hijacking of technology, including worldwide domination gained by its global Huawei technology company and even on social media through its TikTok app. Huawei is probably the first great strategic defeat of the United States by the Chinese, and the involvement of 5G technology, which is the next generation of the internet. And it's astonishing the gap between what they have done ironically with a corporation operating like a business on a worldwide basis, Gingrich said. And you compare Huawei, there's no, zero American company competitive with Huawei today. And our bureaucracies, and our lobbyists and politicians and our systems simply cannot fathom how bad the defeat is becoming, Gingrich said. And TikTok also has global implications. Gingrich also spoke about what he called economic colonization, where the Chinese, instead of using military might, are using money to gain control of vital ports around the world, including in Sri Lanka and Italy. The Chinese offer to build infrastructure needed in foreign lands in exchange for a Chinese presence. We're glad to do it, Gingrich said of the Chinese. All we ask you to do is sign away your future. Gingrich said that China's 5,000 years of history makes it take a longer view than the United States and, even with setbacks, China has its restoration as the world's most powerful nation as its goal. Now they're back on track to once again be the Middle Kingdom and to have the natural duty of outer barbarians like us to pay recognition to their central importance and the brilliance of their civilization. And for them, they're simply acting out the next phase of a 5,000-year history, Gingrich said. Gingrich also reminded Breitbart News Daily listeners of China's horrific human rights record, including suppression of the freedom movement in Hong Kong. As many as a million religious minorities in concentration camps in western China, and continued efforts to crush Tibetan Falun Gong followers. Breitbart News Daily airs on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.